Good morning. Welcome to the Conference Committee for the Veterans Affairs and Policy Committee. This is May 1st, 2023, and I want to call the meeting to order. First of all, I want to thank everyone for their work. There was a lot of work this weekend, especially by staff, working with Senator Mitchell and me to pull this whole thing together. A lot of discussions with MDVA and the Guard. It did come together, and Senator Mitchell and I have come to an agreement. Rather than do a walkthrough and a side-by-side, we're going to ask for nonpartisan staff to simply go through the spreadsheet and bring us up to date. And I, first of all, I want to thank all the senators for being here on not using Senate time.
We're improving.
It's military. You've got to be here on time.
House trained.
Yeah, and who is going to do the walkthrough? Will you be doing that?
Yeah, okay. Mr. Chair, sure. Members, on the spreadsheet you should have is labeled the or is time stamped in the lower right as April 30th, 2023 at 6:18 p.m. And so that's the spreadsheet that I'll be walking through. You'll see on line four, which is beginning with the Department of Military Affairs, that there is an operating adjustment of $802,000, which matches both the House and Senate positions. There is a mistake in the spreadsheet for the Senate columns, and so the $1.5 million each year, one time, is both a Senate and a House position, and that is also in the comments.
Chair, Mr. Erickson?
Yeah.
I don't seem to have that where it says April 30th on the lower right-hand corner of the spreadsheet. I don't know what.
I have an extra copy.
This extra one? Okay.
I have an extra copy. I'll send it around.
I got it. No, it's the 28.
You just put on.
This is the 28.
Where did you get this paper?
We were just talking about one. Did I get this paper?
So I know where this dash is now.
Senator Anderson, is that better? You've got it. Okay. Mr. Chair and members, continuing on, the conference agreement has $1.1 million for the domestic operations communication capabilities change item. There is also $1.5 million in the conference agreement for the holistic health and fitness. This is being put in the bill as a one-time appropriation. There is $1.1 million for the cyber coordination cell in the conference agreement, which the Senate and the House both had, but this is at a slightly reduced amount. There is just over $14 million in the agreement for the Minnesota Military and Veterans Museum, which was a House, it was House File 920, Representative Cresha, and Senate File 769, Senator Howe initiative. And there is a $17.6 million one-time appropriation for the Army Combat Fitness Test Fieldhouse. Moving down into the Department of Veterans Affairs, there is a operating adjustment, which matches both the House and the Senate positions, of $33.2 million. New operational funding for the veterans' homes of $20.1 million, which was the Senate position and just a little over the House position. There is $1.8 million in the conference agreement for the Homeless Veterans and SOAR program that increases slightly in the tails to $2.4 million biennially. There is $3.6 million for the State Veterans Cemeteries funding increase. This matches both the House and Senate positions. The MACB supportive housing increase is $7 million in the first biennium, $650,000 in the tails. There is on line 19 the cancellation and reappropriation of the MinVest spending authority. This is a cost-neutral provision, but it does need some language to make sure that the committee can do that without incurring a cost. The increase to the direct veteran assistance grant to MACB is a $440,000 one-time appropriation, which matches the House position slightly higher than the Senate position. The Veterans Community Health Program is funded at $800,000 in each biennium. This was carried in both the House and Senate positions, and the number is in between those. The increase to Min Service Corps is $475,000 each year, $950,000. That's an ongoing appropriation in line with the House numbers. The amount of increase for the Link Vet program is $300,000 in each biennium. That was a House position, and the Senate had it, but at a slightly higher amount. The veteran bonus service bonuses for post 9/11 was $15 million in both the House and Senate positions, and that is the position of the conference agreement as well. There is $700,000 in the first biennium and $600,000 ongoing for the recently separated veterans program. The governor's version of the state veterans cemeteries burial changes is not in here, but we'll see a little bit farther down that a version that was carried in both the House and the Senate is. On line 27, there is no money in this bill for the Vietnam War 50th anniversary commemoration. There is.
If I can just interrupt right now,
yes,
Mr.
Please,
Erickson. The Legacy Committee has agreed to take that bill. And so the $250,000 is still there, but it's going to be in Legacy. It was more appropriate there. Thank you, John, for the suggestion than it is in this bill. So thank you. Go ahead.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Continuing on, Senator Mitchell's Senate File 1509, the Metro Meals on Wheels grant is in the conference at just over $1 million, $1,080,000. This is a one-time appropriation in the agreement. The Veterans on the Lake grant is in the agreement at $100,000 one time, $50,000 each year. Here is the cemetery burial fee I mentioned earlier, the version carried in House File 837, excuse me, by Representative Garofalo. I believe it was Senate File 402, Senator Liske, is in here at $150,000 each year in the first biennium, $144,000 each year in the tails. There is $150,000 each biennium. This is ongoing money for the Camp Bliss Veterans Retreat. This was carried in the House as House File 1194 by Representative Bliss and Senate File 1237 by Senator Utke. The Veterans Resilience Project has $200,000 in one-time funding. This was House File 1353, Representative Clardy. There is some money for the Minnesota Military and Veterans Museum operations, which is $225,000 beginning in fiscal year 25. This increases to a $300,000 annual appropriation in the tails that was carried by Representative Coulter's House File 2130. The other half of the mistake on the spreadsheet was that the Senate did carry $190,000 for the domiciliary study, and that is also in the agreement as one-time funding in fiscal year 24. The Veterans Campground Wastewater Systems Upgrade, there's a carry forward piece here. So like MinVest, there's a cancellation and a reappropriation to make sure that that is a cost neutral provision in this bill. And then there is a $200,000 one-time grant to Every Third Sunday. That was Representative Greenman's House File 2373. And then finally, the bill makes some changes to the GI Bill eligibility, and the expansion of that is estimated to cost about $2.9 million each biennium in that increased burden on the open appropriation there. And with that, Mr. Chair, the bill meets both of its targets.
Thank you, Mr. Erickson. Yes, Representative Bliss.
The line 27, I believe that's every third Saturday. I don't know if that's a big deal.
Yes, that's true. Yeah, we'll have to make that technical change. Good, thank you. Thank you for catching that.
I never heard it, so.
Okay. And we have some testimony from the agency. Mr. Kerr, would you like to come forward first? Welcome to the committee, Mr. Kerr.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Good morning. For the record, my name is Don Kerr. I'm the Executive Director of the Minnesota Department of Military Affairs, and I'm here on behalf of Major General Mankey, really to express the agency's appreciation to all members of the committee, both chambers, both parties. From the very beginning, from the outset of this process, we felt nothing but a genuine support for our agency and a willingness to work toward the best possible outcomes, and we really think that this bill has done that. We really think that we're taking some steps that will improve the readiness of the Minnesota National Guard and its ability to continue to serve the people of Minnesota. And we're very appreciative for the outcome of the hearing. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Kerr. I appreciate your comments. Does anyone have any questions? Or? No, if not, thank you again.
Thank you, Mr. Chair.
For all your work. Mr. Johnson, would you like to come forward? Good morning. Welcome to the committee.
Thank you. Chair Newton, Chair Mitchell, my name is Ben Johnson. I'm the Legislative Director for the Minnesota Department of Veterans Affairs. As always, tough act to follow, Don Kerr. Well done, sir. I would echo his sentiments. I appreciate all the work that this committee has done on behalf of the Minnesota Department of Veterans Affairs. I would like to extend my gratitude to you all for your diligence and the long hours. I do need to get on the record, of course, our concern with funding a museum. We definitely support the Military and Veterans Museum as an entity and the mission. However, we are concerned about funding that at the expense of programs that directly affect veterans in our homelessness program, among other places. Just need to get that on the record. And I know you understand that as well, sir. We had a lot of conversations, but that is an area of concern for us. We also would like to express our willingness to work with the legislature on the domiciliary working group program. Understand that that is an effort to help us better streamline our activities, and I'm hopeful that we are able to achieve the outcomes there, and hopeful that the language that is in there is reflective of the kind of work that you would like us to be doing. And with that, I'm happy to answer any questions.
Are there any questions, Mr. Johnson? Senator Anderson.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Mr. Johnson, we've basically zeroed out the VSO grants, ADA compliance. Any comments about that?
Chair Newton, Senator Anderson, no commentary there. That was not an agency position, and it was something that we would have been managing had it gone through the committee process and come out the other end, but we do not have a position on that, on the removal of that.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay. Are there any other questions? Seeing none, thank you for all your help and for your work on this bill. It's really appreciated. Good. Thank you again.
Look forward to seeing you all next year.
And now the committee's open for public testimony. Mr. Sanders, I believe, is here. Would you like to come forward, please? Please identify yourself for the record, Mr. Sanders.
Pardon?
If you could identify yourself for the record.
Yes, my name is Lloyd Sanders, from Medford, Minnesota here, also called Bud Sanders, two different names for a reason. I am here to, I guess, figure out what this, the laws that are passed up here. I'm going to specifically go for the licensing. I had... issue 3 years ago where I had a contractor that I hired supplied me with non-English speaking workers, and I could not tell them not to start the job, and they did it anyway, and I've been fighting them for 3 years now. Again, it's a communication thing.
Excuse me, sir, is this related to the veterans?
Yes, it is, because okay. I just retired from downtown Minneapolis. I worked for 15 years at the Hennepin County Family Justice Center as facility engineer. I also put 15 years in down at the Riverland Community College as facility manager. I've run million-dollar construction projects. I've set up all the procedures for safety and health, whether it be at the Hennepin County County Attorney's Building, which had lead in the ceilings. Right now, I had storm chasers come in, and I have been chasing them for 3 years in the Minnesota court system. I just got out of court. And I wasn't even allowed to provide evidence, and that's why I'm here, they're foreclosing on my retirement home. And they were not licensed to do the work in this state is what my issue is here. And I really would like somebody to, I've gone through my procedure that we use at the state and the county, you know, as a facility person, and I'm certified building operator with the state. But a judge is telling me that water coming out of my light fixtures in my house is too much drama.
Okay. Mr. Sanders, I don't want to interrupt you, but if you can just wait there and after the committee hearing, we'll work with
you. I would appreciate
sit down
that.
And assist you.
Can I finish on the licensing thing? Because, again, we're here to pass laws, I guess, that should not hurt the veterans down here. Now, we don't get legal representation from anybody. And I am shocked after 15 years of working at Minneapolis downtown, and I had to represent myself. And they had lawyers. Is there any way we could get any kind of funding for representing veterans, especially the disabled veterans?
Yes.
I don't know what, you guys have the budget here, you're going through it. I've been here, testified many times. We're whether it be higher education or just the facility department, working with department administration, building construction. Again, we're
if you, sir, if you can be patient, we'll meet with Mr. Johnson.
Okay.
And right after this committee meeting, and we'll discuss your issue and find you help.
Okay. I really appreciate it because, like I said, it was just up until 2019 that I found I was able to qualify for a disabled veteran from an accident 46 years ago. So, and those are the things that we don't communicate. So thank you. I would really appreciate being heard because this is a very important issue for outstate Minnesota. Please.
I can see it is. Yes. Thank you, Mr. Sanders. And please wait there and we'll meet with Mr. Johnson after the committee.
Appreciate it.
Okay. I would like to ask Senator Mitchell to make any remarks that she might have and also our members of the Senate.
Is it on? Sorry. In the Senate, we have to flip something. No, I just want to say that I'm so honored to sit on the committee in the first place, but as a freshman, to be able to be a chair and help carry an omnibus and all the support, and then being able to work together collaboratively to make sure that everything is where we think are kind of the best uses of the money. So I appreciate everyone's input on this, and I look forward to moving it along so that we can immediately get the funds to some of the places that need it.
And Chair Murphy, yeah, thank you very much. Chair Murphy, would you like to make any comments?
Thank you, Chair Newton, former Senator, Representative Newton. I am delighted to be here this morning to be a part of the fruit of the work of a session, but especially over this weekend. And I want to thank both members and staff and the community and the leadership of MDVA and Military Affairs for committing together for the veterans that we would make this a priority and that we wouldn't play politics. And I think we have all held to that commitment in a really profound way. And because of that, this may be the first of the budget bills to make it through the process, which I think is, again, a reflection of our shared commitment to do the work that we need to do to support the veterans across the state of Minnesota to the best of our ability with a significant influx of funding and putting it into the places that we think will best serve our veterans, our treasured veterans, now and going forward. And I do want to give a special shout out to Senator Anderson, who's sitting right next to me, who's been a great partner, and to Senator Mitchell for taking the lead on this and doing such a masterful job. I'm really happy to be here this morning. I want to thank you both.
Thank you, Senator Anderson, would you like to comment as the former chair of the committee?
Uh-huh. Well, thank you, Mr. Chair. I appreciate the opportunity to be on the Veterans Conference Committee and look forward to seeing this pass both the House and the Senate.
Thank you. Representative Elkins, yes.
Just very briefly, this is my first year on this committee, and it is, I'm sure Representative Bliss will agree with this, is by far the most bipartisan committee I have ever served on in my 5 years in the legislature. And I want to thank you personally, because I've come into this knowing relatively little about this subject, but you've been a great mentor to all of us, and I wanted to thank you for that.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, thanks, Chair Newton. I'm just going to echo Senator Anderson over there and say it's great and hope it passes. Thanks.
And again, you know, I can't thank the staff enough for people in the audience that don't know. They've worked a lot of hours over this weekend, the evenings, and they've always been there and ready to help, and giving us good suggestions and keeping the process moving forward. So with that, there's going to be one more step in this process, because now we're going to have to go to Ways and Means in the House and to the Finance Committee in the Senate. And there was some wording that was changed regarding, what was it, on the nonprofit language. You know, there was some nonprofit language that was added in other bills that's going to apply to every nonprofit. And so they don't know quite how they're going to work it out. And this will probably be the first test, because we do have some nonprofits involved here. So it's just a matter of working the language out and getting an agreement between Chair Olson and Chair Marty. Okay. So with that, is there anyone else in the audience who would like to testify?
Mr. Chair?
Yes.
Do you have do you have a copy of the language now that you're proposing to put into the omnibus bill?
Yeah, it's in our bill, and it'll be in, I think, just virtually every bill now. So, Senator Murphy.
Thanks, Mr. Chair, and Senator Anderson. In the Finance Committee in the Minnesota Senate, we have been adding, as you have been doing in the House, language dealing with grants. In the Senate, we have been talking about both grants to nonprofits and to business-oriented organizations or for-profit organizations. So there is the work, and I think it's going to happen yet today, to reconcile the language between the House and the Senate. I think that's what we're talking about. So, Senator Anderson, we have seen this language come through in almost every of the Senate omnibus bills, and it's been some debate on the Senate floor. So I don't think that there's much left to do, but to do some reconciliation between the House and the Senate,
yes,
in preparation for this next step.
Yeah, that's correct. Yes, Representative Bliss.
Yeah, for Senator Anderson, it's on page 14 of HF 1937. That's our language. What else is going to change? And it goes into 15 as well. But that's the language.
Okay, good. Seeing no further comments, this meeting is adjourned, and we're going to move forward. Thank you all very much.